A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother, Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, do you remember why our Lord allowed all this to happen, this situation, with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus? Why did he permit this trial in their lives? If you go back to the beginning of this chapter in the Gospel of John, it says, because he loved them. It was like the rich young man. Why did he call the rich young man higher to perfection? It says, looking at him, he loved him. And so he called him higher. He knew that there was still room for growth in his spiritual life. Martha had great faith. St. John Chrysostom said this about her. Martha believed in Christ, yet not yet as she ought. Right? She believed in him. She probably had faith that was almost unparalleled in that time. She could say to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. I know that you have the power, you could have saved him. And even though you weren't here, and it didn't turn out as I would have liked, I still believe that whatever you ask of the Father, he will give you." That's tremendous faith. And yet she could not yet believe that our Lord could do something like bring her brother back to life. I mean, impossible. And yet that's the kind of faith that our Lord wanted her to have. Just recently I read in St. John of the Cross, he said, "God gives us as much as we hope for." As much as we hope for. And so he is perfecting her in faith and in hope. I close with this. Not all that long ago, there was a gentleman in my office, and he said to me, Father, I know how our Lord expects me to live my spiritual life. I know how much he wants me to pray. He said, "Honestly, Father, sometimes I don't because I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what he'll ask me if I do pray as I ought." Let us ask for the grace to be the kind of people who want to be perfected in faith.